You are a flower and I care for you, not because you are beautiful, but because I appreciate you. Writing comics to heal and share your own story, whys and tips and tricks? I give myself a flower, I hold it like a prayer, to know that I am here and always have been. There is a house at the top of the hill, it is where I grow my flowers. This is my gift to you, because I care and because I love you. As a teen, when the horrors felt never ending, I didn't know what to do, so I wrote a comic. In that comic, I wrote that I was brave. In that comic, I could say anything I wanted, including the abuse. Including all the things my abusers told me to be quiet about. It was the one place where they could not silence me. And as more people read that comic, my story became mine. My story traveled from person to person. My abusers were able to silence me temporarily. But they could not silence a community of people who cared, and in doing so, I became brave. More and more other survivors would come up to me. We had a shared sense of solidarity, a shared lived experience. We were not on the streets. We would hold each other and cry. But we knew every time we saw each other that we were alive. We were alive because we knew that we deserved more than this, and one day we would live through to see it. When I wasn't alone, it felt easier. I don't think I was ever alone, though. I just didn't know where to look. And now all I see is a field. And in that field, I lay my head amongst the trees and the bugs and know I belong. I remember one survivor telling me that they read my zine so much it became old and worn, stained with tears, and loved so dearly. Another told me that they put my work on their windowsill, so every morning they'd wake up and know we were surviving together. And it became okay. It became okay for us all. Because our stories and existence meant something. It was bigger than words and drawings on a page. It was a community of people saying, I care about you. And with that care came freedom. I left and I cried deeply. I am happy now. Be stubborn with your freedom and know you are deserving. You are deserving, you are deserving, you are deserving. When you write, write freely. Write knowing you are deserving of love. Write knowing your past, your present, and knowing that there is a future for you. That things will shift and change, and find hope and peace in that. You do not always have to be positive, but knowing that there is hope, I want you to write with hope. Know that when you draw, the world is before you. Every mark you create is yours that you have birthed into the world, and it can be ugly. Just like your emotions, they can be rough, harsh, and crude. But know it is yours. You do not have to please anyone. Pace yourself. Pace yourself and hold yourself dear. You do not need to write trauma unless you feel comfortable with it. You do not need to tell your story until you are ready. You can write stories of cats fighting warlocks until the end of time. You can let yourself be free. Whatever freedom means to you, let it sit. Let yourself know this. Do what you can, not what you cannot. And make sure you take care along the way. This journey cannot happen without you. You are the most important. When you create for yourself and sometimes for others. You can become all powerful in your creations. You can create for yourself and nobody else. You can even burn your creations. You have moved on from your past and traumas. You are moving forward. But you can also share and see what happens. See if others will say, and I see you. Maybe just like myself, you can make your own community. Create from the heart. When I create, I write. My writing impacts my drawing, going into it with no plan. So my thoughts, jumbled and cruel to me, become grounded and contained into a feasible, tangible form that I can read and access and realize how to process and change. To grow, it's all about growth. At the end of the day, we are all lying down on this bed of flowers in luscious fields, unafraid of the bugs. We watch the clouds, and we feel loved. And I tell you that I love you, even if we have never met. I love you, and you deserve to love yourself in whatever form that takes. With warmth and care, Vinci. Thank you for reading You Are a Flower, first and foremost. This is a comic in collaboration with Learning Network at Western University. Thank you for taking a chance on me. It's been such a fun journey creating this comic. I wanted to talk a little bit about the art style used in this comic, as it's an interesting one for comics for sure. As you've noticed, the coloring is pretty splotchy, grainy, and imperfect. It's intentionally done that way to pay homage to the origins of zine culture, something I really adore, which is, in short, marginalized people not seeing themselves in publishing and creating self-published works that represented them. It was a way for marginalized people to share their voices, their stories, their passion, and woes to the world without being hushed down, which feels very aligned with speaking out against abuse and sharing one's story, in my opinion. Scenes are imperfect, and I think they're beautiful for that. I love their photocopied, messy, smudged looks, how sometimes they're a little pixelated, but we love them all the same. Because self-published works like zines mean something to people. It means so much to us because sometimes, still to this day, we cannot find works that speak to us about what we want to see in the world. And it's comforting to know that anybody and everybody can just make a thing and be that person to make a thing. A lot of my imagery is pretty naive too. I really enjoy working in such a loose, almost childish style of drawing. It really makes the drawings feel like anybody could do this, draw and share your story through comics. It makes it less intimidating and more approachable, something easy, simple, and clear to understand. As well, when drawing heavy content, my simple drawings make it easier to feel okay. Personally, when drawing heavy subjects, I don't want to ever visually depict actual violence, ever. So instead, I draw my feelings and emotions and surrounding these topics. There is no sense of time because of the lack of panel structure, which is something I always find interesting. It's fun to explore and experiment. I love it very much. It's also reassuring to make comics that are a bit simple, just bucket tool, dropping colors, simple, and nice to know that it never has to be beautiful because its existence, our existence, is beautiful already. That's about it. Thank you again for reading through this. I hope it keeps you safe and warm. I look forward to reading your comics into the future. If you choose to make them, I will display them proudly in my bookshelf. With love, Vincy. Vincy Lay is a Chinese-Canadian non-binary lesbian disabled award-winning cartoonist, multimedia illustrator, and workshop programmer, blurring the lines between memories, the subconscious, and day-to-day actions. They create dreamy worlds which we are invited into for an intimate heart-to-heart conversation, striving for community care and connection for survivors by a fellow survivor, growing and loving and learning to love and accept the love given to them wholeheartedly. As an escapee of abuse, human trafficking, and attempted murder, Vincy wishes to highlight the ability to move onwards and feel content with one's life despite their past or current situations. They strive to create artwork and stories that speak to those living in fear, both in and out of abuse, and let them know that there is hope and happiness at the end of it all. Vincy currently lives with their friends and their feisty, loving cat, Whisper, and no longer thinks it's a curse to be alive. In fact, they are excited to live their life for many more years to come with the loving support of their found family and communities. Vincy Lim, 2025, vincylim.ca, at KiwiMe, vincylimx@gmail.com, made in loving collaboration with Learning Network.
Acknowledgements. The Learning Network would like to thank guest author and comic illustrator Vincy Lim for their time, expertise, and creativity in bringing this project to life. Guest author and comic illustrator, Vincy Lim. Suggested citation, Lim V, 2025, You Are a Flower. Learning Network Comic, London, Ontario, Center for Research and Education on Violence Against Women and Children. More about the Learning Network. The Learning Network is a knowledge mobilization initiative that bridges the gap between current gender-based violence, GBV, research, practice-based knowledge, and lived experience to enhance the capacity of the GBV sector and movement. For example, legal help, shelter support, advocacy, education, sexual assault counseling. This knowledge is essential to preventing violence across diverse communities, supporting survivors and allies, and promoting gender equity. Connect with us. Website, gbvlearningnetwork.ca, x.com/lnnkh, Instagram.com/gbvlearningnetwork/, Facebook.com/lnnkh, LinkedIn.com/company/LN-and-KH. Click here to sign up to the Learning Network's mailing list and receive the latest publications and information about upcoming webinars and events.